Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Donald Trump Jr. breaks down the dangers we are facing. Donald Trump Jr. usually is fantastic when being interviewed, and there's no exception for today. He was on with Steve Bannon, and just a great interview about the dangers we are facing. And, of course, the double standard and everything else that America is facing, how the Biden administration can get away with everything. But, of course, you know, the Trumps are not, they're not treated the same. And I could just go on and on. It's everything that you already know. But the way they break it down is so fantastic. It's just, how can anyone even argue with what they're saying here? But there might be people that try to argue, so I want to bring you as much as I can of what Donald Trump had to say, Donald Trump Jr. On with Steve Bannon. Let's get started right away. Take a listen.
And you can compare and contrast what is happening in Washington, D.C. with the Biden crime family versus what's happening in New York on something that, to me, is shocking, and it seems like it gets worse every day, sir.
Well, it does get worse. I mean, you have like liberal Columbia Law University professors that are like, whoa, what's going on here? This is too far. Slow down. You have the most clear evidence, arguably perhaps ever presented, about the Biden family and their compromised position as it pertains to our national security. No one can still articulate, you know, why are the Chinese giving Hunter Biden $1 billion? I mean, they don't exactly make investments with crackheads. That's not part of their business model, Steve, of course, unless you're buying someone off, which is, of course, what was happening. You have clear evidence and they keep pretending they don't have it. It's lunacy. And yet for 5 years, Russia, Russia, Russia was the gospel. That was the gospel of the Lord. There was no evidence, but it didn't matter. You didn't need anything. We were somehow amazingly enough compromised by Russia. Apparently my father needed the money or something like that. I'm not sure. It just shows you the double standard that you would try to seize assets for a, I guess, no one's articulated yet who the victim was. But that doesn't matter, because these are show trials. These are designed not just to hurt Donald Trump, but to make sure you put a marker out there, Steve, that no one in the future ever decides to go against the swamp, go against the Democrat Party, because they will come after you. They will come after you with all of their might. And in these blue states, that's going to go unchecked. The law, facts, none of that means anything.
That's a great point. In the blue states, it's like we've lost the rule of law. I had mentioned this a long time ago before most people mentioned it, that, man, if you live in New York, or a really blue area like Atlanta or Washington, D.C., it's like living in a communist country. It really is, because the rule of law no longer applies. They are able to do whatever they want, and it is something our country can't withstand. Yet people are still living their lives thinking we're going to withstand it somehow, and I don't see how any country can have this big of a two-tier justice system and think, oh, we'll survive it, we're good, nothing's gonna happen. When you have seen what they did to Donald Trump, and then you compare the cover-up of what they've done with Biden, who, it's all documented, his corruption. The payouts are documented. You have that big of a two-tier justice system, you do not have a country. You're living off of what you used to have. You used to have rule of law, but we don't right now. Back to Donald Trump Jr., because he was so brilliant. Take a listen.
You know, like I said, the liberals that are like, well, we don't understand who's the victim. How is this happening? How is it going on? It doesn't matter. It's still happening. That's why, you know, even the Florida grand jury was done in Washington, D.C., because the Democrats are picking and choosing the places where no one could possibly get a fair trial. We have no equal justice under our law. The democracy, so to speak, is totally compromised. And you know, honestly, the Republic is at risk if this continues, because there is no stopping the Democrats. They've shown that they are willing to do anything to remain in power, to control, to subvert the democracy they claim that they're defending each and every day.
As you know, the suppression on social media, I mean, we don't need to get into the details of it, but you know how the techno-feudalism we live under about the cancel culture. But with all that, Harry Enten, CNN's pollster, saying, hey, two-thirds and oftentimes 75% of the Republican Party, and I think it's now 40% of the American people, and I think in independents is almost 50%, believe Joe Biden's illegitimate. What do you make? Lincoln, even when we fought a, when we fought a civil war, never questioned legitimate. Go ahead. Tell me what. Is Joe Biden an illegitimate president of the United States?
He can't get through a sentence. He can't do anything. They hid him in a basement. They weaponized everything they possibly could to rig an election, to put a puppet in charge. And make no mistake, Steve, I think Joe's been very effective for the radical Democrats, the people who are actually in charge, because he'll sign anything. Obama would have loved to have done so many of the things that Joe Biden is doing, whether it's the open borders or just basically the America Last policies that are destroying our economy and our hegemony across the world. He'd have done that, but he was not willing to risk his legacy, his future, you know, the $20 million home on Martha's Vineyard and the $1 million speaking fees. He wouldn't do that, but they're more than happy to throw Joe Biden under the bus, knowing that this is a shell of a man, a shell of a human. He's simply a puppet doing the bidding of whoever the radicals that are in charge. Of course it was rigged. Does anyone actually believe? Can someone tell me honestly with a straight face that Joe Biden, what did he lost 18 of 19 bellwethers, but magically, Steve, magically way overperformed Barack Obama in 2008 in Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, you know, I mean, does anyone actually believe that that happened? I mean,
no, just think about that statement. He had to outperform Barack Obama in major, major urban cities where Barack Obama was super popular, as popular as you could possibly get. And they're saying Joe Biden, the black people loved Joe Biden and whoever else. It doesn't have to be just black people, but I mean, the black population was so heavily for Barack Obama. You're telling me that Biden was that much more popular? He made Obama look like nothing. They loved him way more. I mean, give me a break. We all know it was stolen. I don't need to go over that. Let's go back to the conversation, though, because he was hammering down on all fronts, Donald Trump Jr., and I'm glad to see it. Here's more.
And, you know, if you do, you're an imbecile.
Okay, I'm going to get to the book, Winning Team Publishing, and the new MAGA deal in a second, but I got to ask you right now, what should this audience, what should the Warren Posse, MAGA, the Deplorables, America First, what is the number one thing we should do to rally behind your dad?
Listen, I think we do have to unify. We have to bring back common sense to these things. We have to be unafraid of speaking out. I mean, you know, you showed the interview with Peter Navarro. I mean, Peter Navarro is going to jail for 4 years because he stood on principle about executive privilege, right? He's still in appeal, but that doesn't matter. The Bolsheviks will lock you up even if you're on appeal rather than waiting, because they're trying to teach us all a lesson. If you haven't seen that interview, it's pretty amazing. And when you have a patriot like Peter out there doing that, I mean, he's not even talking about why he's going to jail. He's saying, no, these are what we, that he's willing to go to jail on these principles is such an amazing thing to see. It's sad, but it's so powerful to watch. Like, he's not talking about jail. He's talking about fighting for what's left of our country, because that is on the table this election. That, Steve, is totally at risk. You know, and it's amazing. I mean, he's talking about the book, which is, you know, the new MAGA deal, and, you know, the principles for the 2024 Trump presidency. And You know, meanwhile, they're throwing him in jail for 5 months. He reported on Tuesday, and he's still worried about fighting for the Republic. I mean, that's the kind of mentality we need everyone in America to have at this point. Otherwise, it's gone.
Yeah, we don't want America to be gone. But at the same time, think about this, folks. They were that blatant in stealing the election the first time. What are they going to do this time when they feel like there's no chance of stopping Donald Trump? Even with their cheating, maybe Donald Trump gets so many more people voting for him that they couldn't possibly expect. I don't see them not trying to assassinate. I see an assassination attempt that would happen in that scenario. Nothing these people will do would surprise me. So I'm worried about that, only for Donald Trump's sake, but not at the same time. I'm not worried because we're already past certain breaking points, and by the time we get to something like that to happen, I would think we've already been past certain breaking points. We'll know a lot more of what's going to happen to America, I think, way before the election ever gets here. So one more little quick clip with Donald Trump Jr. Take a listen.
I got to give a hat tip to you and the team, management team over at Winning Team Publishing, to think of this, because this question gets asked a lot, and they pulled a lot of people, contributors on this show, together to actually walk through and said, hey, when you want to see what President Trump's focus on, when you take the rally speeches and actually write it down into what policy is, this is the drive of President Trump. Tell me about New MAGA deal, and where do people get it? How do they get over to Winning Team Publishing?
Yeah, you can get it at newmagadeal.com. You can get it at 45 Books, and it's Peter's book. So Peter, you know, for those who don't know, he was in charge of our China policy, probably another reason why the swamp wants to lock him up and try to take him out. He was the one that was, you know, hard on China, held them to task. I mean, you and him share something in common, that you're some of the people that they've weaponized against you. We all have that in common, since they wanted to try me for treason, a crime punishable by death. But, you know, Peter was working on this book for a while. It's the principles, basically, of the 2024 policy platform. You know, these things go down. They've been going after him for a while. His publisher drops him because, of course, no one's going to let you have actual free speech in America. So, you know, Sergio and myself, who have a publishing company doing this, we said, hey, we will pick up that book. We will get this message out there. So, again, you can get it at newmagadeal.com or 45books.com. But that's what's going on right now. You know, the people screeching about fascism are acting awfully a lot like the fascists themselves. They're, you know, when they scream about democracy and such, Steve, it's such a soundbite. It's like they say it and then they laugh to themselves, like, ha ha, silly people, what's going on? You know, the other side, they're jailing their political opposition right now. They're not just, whether it's us, whether it's the J6ers, what, just watch what's going on. Our republic is at stake. And that was what was so incredible about that interview with Peter. I'm talking about the jail and the weaponization. He's like, and this is what we have to do for 2024. And this is how we win. And these are the policies that'll work. I'm like, Peter, you're going to jail tomorrow. And he's still just focused on winning. You know, that's, to me, just the quintessential patriot. It's an amazing thing, and you should check out the book. And he also goes through.
Yeah, he's not going to stop fighting, and that is awesome. But we've got to continue the fight. I want to move on, though, because another part of Steve Bannon's show had another great interview, and that was with Sebastian Gorka, talking about the military-aged men from China, the Middle East, Afghanistan, all pouring in to America. And we know how dangerous that is. Take a listen.
Seb Gorka, your thoughts on this, on the invasion of our country, sir?
Well, I'm just listening to Todd, who was on my show, America First, about an hour ago. And I just decided to do some, you know, scoliosis on the internet. It was 2013. One of the few useful things to come out of WikiLeaks was the speech that Hillary Clinton gave to the bankers, in which she said, I dream that our hemisphere will be borderless, Steve. This is Hillary's plan. This is Obama, Hillary, and now being affected by Obama's lackeys in the administration. Let's not forget, Alejandro Mayorkas was very senior in DHS under Obama. Listen to what President Trump said on my show on Monday. I asked him, so who's really in charge? Is it Jill? Is it Obama? And he said, oh, no. It's people like Lisa Monaco. Who was Lisa Monaco? Lisa Monaco was, of course, Obama's advisor in the White House for domestic threats, for national security, after John Brennan, the communist, left the administration to run the CIA. So why are we surprised, Steve? They told us that we have to have the Browning of America. They denied that there's an invasion. Why don't you just play the B-roll in the background while we're talking? The invasion is here. As you most clearly said, this is our land, and foreigners in their tens of thousands are illegally crossing, up to 12,000 every single day. They're getting 10. I hate saying this. You're a mackerel snapper. I'm a cradle Catholic. They're getting $10,000 each through the Catholic charities from our taxpayer money. They're getting a cell phone. They're getting an Obama phone. And they're asking them, where do you want to fly to? We'll fly you secretly at the middle of the night to wherever you want to go in America. If that's not an Steve, if you just take the 8 million officially. Miller said on my show, there's at least 40 million illegals in America right now. If we just take the 8 million of the last 3 years, if 1%... are actual operatives for, you know, the People's Liberation Army or Hamas or ISIS or North Korea. 1% of 8 million, those are divisional size assets, Steve. You're a military man. You understand that. Yes. That is divisional sized assets.
Yes, and it's going to be more than 1%. All these people that have snuck in, it's way more than 1% as far as I'm concerned. I think it is up as high as 10%. I know that sounds maybe not. I don't know. It doesn't. The point is there is so many military aged men that have come into this country, and they're not setting up to sing us Kumbaya. You know, catch them setting up bioweapon labs illegally in your country, and you do really nothing about it. It's because you have your own globalists within our own country fighting to destroy America with them. And is, have we hit the point where there is no return? To me, I don't want you to get scared, but to me, yes. We have hit the point of no return. I don't know how anyone can survive what any country could survive what is happening right now. But we're going to have to wait and see as we go forward. A little bit more from Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka. Take a listen.
Military-aged males from China, from the Middle East, from Afghanistan. Why are they here, Steve?
10,000 a day, Seb, is a combat division. And 80% of these are military-age men. Even the New York Times, a combat division every day. And look at that today in El Paso. That is El Paso, Texas. And they're there because they hear that the Supreme Court. These people are very smart. They're very savvy. Social media, they're very savvy. They're rational actors. They're not irrational. They're rational. What is irrational is the response of the Republicans. Biden and Obama and Hillary want a borderless Western Hemisphere. That speech was a speech we were able to weaponize in the 2016 campaign.
Forget about what's happening in this city, Steve. I mean, forget about the oxygen thieves in this city here. What about the Republican governors? I mean, okay, you send down the National Guard. And what are they going to do? Stand there? We're doing nothing and then just shout obscenities to these invaders? Where are the Republican governors? The state of Texas, which was a country, by the way, I'd like to remind my fellow Americans who may be a little thin on their history, Texas was a nation, okay? They have a constitution that states that Texas is responsible for the security of its citizens. They've declared an invasion. Steve, if they've declared an invasion, what are they doing about it?
It's It's amazing what America is facing right now. It's amazing. It's something that you didn't think you would ever see, but we are facing it. And how do we go forward from here when we're facing military-aged men that we have no idea what other things we haven't thought of that they could employ against you and I as American citizens? You combine that with, let's look at Russia sitting out there actively flexing its muscles, saying that it has no problem declaring nuclear war against America if it has to. You have Iran sitting out there saying they have no problem. Same thing, hitting us with weapons. They don't really talk about their nuclear weapons, but I know they have them. And you have North Korea. You have all the bad actors, and they're all teamed up. And then you add in that they're also fighting Israel at the same time. You add up the biblical prophecy that we are seeing. And how can there be a lot of time left before something happens? Something has to break at some point. And I mean a major break. We keep saying something's going to happen, but at some point, something will happen. With that said, where are you? Are you getting your life right with God? Do you not realize that God is allowing a lot of this to happen in front of your face because he's trying to warn you? He's trying to get you to come to him? Because that's what it's really about. As far as I'm concerned, it's all about you coming to God or not. And you're being given chance after chance to understand, hey, this is what's important. This is what's important in life, and that's getting right with God, repenting, and knowing that he's the only way. And I try to leave you with this every show. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. Do you know what that means? Have you given your life over to him? Because there's not much time left, and I don't want you left behind and away from God's plan for you. So make sure you make that decision, because time is running out. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya!
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. Disaster at the border. You know what disaster at the border means. Disaster at the border means disaster for America. That's what it means. And do we want disaster for America? No, but are we able to prevent disaster from happening when we have no control over our borders? And then when you tie everything else that is going on in the world, there is so much that is pointing towards disaster. It keeps escalating. It's not a situation any of us want to be in. We're hoping and we're praying for America. But every day, I see stuff every day that discourages our side. Not fully discourage. I mean, Donald Trump looks like if there was if we had fair elections going forward and stuff, it looks like Donald Trump would actually win. But like I said, what we're facing, and with the cheating that I believe is pretty obvious occurred in the last election, I don't even want to focus on that. If we get a lot closer to that, we'll focus on that. But the important thing is who cares about it if we don't make it there? So let's get into some sound bites, though. The Biden administration has caught flying over 300 immigrants into the United States. Now, they're just flying them in, folks. You got to comprehend this. This is really unbelievable, but not. It's not unbelievable because we've been seeing it taking place in our country this whole time. Here's Stinchfield. Take a listen.
Thanks to the Daily Mail and a Freedom of Information request by the Center for Immigration Studies, found that the Biden administration flew in 360,000 illegals into the country. We know they fly them around the country. These are ones from outside the country that they flew in here. Now, you want to talk about a total disaster? You literally are importing poverty, the uneducated, and really, quite frankly, crime as you take in so many of these illegals. This is President Trump talking about those migrants flown into this country.
But today it was just announced before I came out. It was unbelievable. I said, that must be a mistake. They flew 325,000 migrants, flew them in over the borders into our country. So that really tells you where they're coming from. They want open borders, and open borders are going to destroy our country. We need borders and we need free and fair elections.
We need it all, Mr. President, which is why we need you back. Lastly, we found this leaked video from 2021, a government contractor. 2021, Biden's in office. A plane full of illegals. Watch this.
You know what I mean?
And why? You know why?
You know why.
Yeah, I know, but why? Yeah.
Come on.
No, but what's the big secret? Everybody knows it's happening.
You know why?
Yeah, they know all hell's going to break loose. Well,
hold on. I'll give you so much more. It's amazing that they can just fly them in. But I think about all these people that are on the waiting list. Like, there are TV shows about 90 Day Fiancé where it's super hard to get these people to get their green card or to get them in. But now, why would anyone do that? I guess you can just walk right in. But those TV shows are still on. The 90 Day Fiancé and everything else. But they're just open border. Nothing to stop any of this from happening. I don't even know how to explain a globalist who lives in America. I don't know how to explain their attitude. I don't get how they think that they can do this open border stuff and think America can survive. So I ask you, what do you think? Do they want America to be taken down and like literally destroyed? Or do you think they want America to have open borders because they think we're going to be able to just do this one world government thing and just tie in with the Great Reset? It's got to be a little bit of both. It's got to be some of them really do want America to be destroyed, even though they live here. It really is a spiritual warfare. So sometimes it's hard to explain. Let me go back to Grant.
Well, we figured it out. Joining me now, former DHS senior advisor and author of the book Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country, which you can pre-order now. Charles Marino is back with us. Charles, welcome back.
Thanks, Grant.
So what did you make of this story when you read it? Did you know this was going on?
Yeah, look, no one should be surprised by this at all. The administration's been coordinating this invasion of the United States for the past 3 years. They started out with the video you just showed with the midnight flights. They got caught and they found another way to go about getting it done. Let's remember, this recent example wasn't found out and uncovered unless there was a FOIA requests that came through. And that's how it was uncovered. But look, I mean, the biggest national security threat to the United States isn't coming from China. It isn't coming from Russia. It's actually originating at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's coming right out of the White House. It's coming through their purposeful policies that are allowing this to happen. And it continues. They continue to usher people into the country that cannot be thoroughly vetted. We have no idea who these people are, what the ultimate reason is for wanting to come into the United States. Yes, is there a percentage of good people that want a better life? Absolutely. Are there some that want to do a lot of harm to as many Americans as they can in the shortest amount of time? You betcha.
I'll ask you this too. With 3 years of these illegals pouring in, do you think if we shut the border down 100% completely today, I could wave a magic wand and have the border be stopped and no one ever gets in again? Has the damage already been done? Is our economy going to survive what has happened already? And has the damage been done more so from our enemies? How many of our enemies have set up into this country and are ready to attack this country from within? So to me, I look at it and say, even if I could wave a magic wand, the damage is too far gone. You don't want to think that's the case, but it certainly feels that way to me. And I think most of you feel that way too. Maybe not. I mean, and then you're going to say, well, now that's hopeless. It's no, with God, anything's possible. So you can't outrule that if God were to miraculously say, no, I'm going to raise Trump up. And folks, I don't see that happening. I see judgment coming. There's no indication of that. Again, there would be, just like there's indication that we're heading towards destruction. If you thought God was going to, it doesn't even have to be Donald Trump. It's God who would do it, not Donald Trump. Don't misguide your faith into a person when you should be looking at God. What is God going to do? If God decides he wants to save America, there will be indication. You'll see it. And I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing the opposite. I'm seeing indication of we're still heading towards judgment. But I promise you, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I look every day to see if there's a change in that indication. And no, there hasn't been. All right, let's go back, pick up where we left off.
You know, I should have pulled, I just thought of it listening to you talk. Ben Berkwam, the great border reporter for Real America's Voice, was on the program last night. He had passports that he's collected. They just throw them out on the border because if they've got asylum from another country or whatever, they want to start fresh in America. Ben said that when they give someone their name, there's really no questions asked. They may take some fingerprints or biometrics, but beyond that, they take your name as your word. They give you documentation and off you go. You have a new identity. This is insanity, Charles.
Yeah, it is. And look, the purpose of these flights bringing in hundreds of thousands of people over the last year was to manipulate the numbers. The Department of Homeland Security has always played the shell game with the American people when it comes to the real numbers down at the border. We're well over 10 plus million people in this country. We're probably closer to 15 million if you take into account those that go completely undetected and the gotaways. The gotaways are grossly underestimated. So they continue to play the shell game. They wanted to show lower numbers at the border, which is why they bypassed the border altogether and flew in these illegal migrants directly into U.S. cities without elected officials knowing about it.
From what I'm told, they were using the CBP One app, the Border Patrol app that you could do. And they were using that as the planes. And the app, too, was a scheme because they weren't including those numbers as encounters because you were registering yourself first. The whole thing, as you mentioned, is a shell game. I want to play one clip for you, though. This is from Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas talking about, lack of talking about this Jose Ibarra, the suspect in the killing of this 22-year-old nursing home student, Lakin Riley, in Georgia. He had been captured and arrested on too many times to count, set free every time before he went and killed this girl, as police say. Listen to what Mayorkas says when questioned on should he have been deported and detained.
Should this man have been deported?
A few thoughts. First, Margaret, first and foremost, an absolute tragedy. And our hearts break for and our prayers are with the family, number one. Number two, and importantly, as a prosecutor, having prosecuted violent crime and other crimes for 12 years, one individual is responsible for the murder, mm-hmm. and that is the murderer. And we work very closely with state and local law enforcement to ensure that individuals who pose a threat to public safety are indeed our highest priority for detention and removal.
He beat up a Border Patrol agent, Charles Marino, besides mm-hmm. driving drunk, besides shoplifting, besides beating up someone under 17 years old. That was a non-answer. And I'm going to tell you something. He and Joe Biden have blood on their hands. They're not the only, the killer's not the only one responsible for this.
Their policies blatantly allowed it to happen. And he looks like it reminds me of an old cult leader. I forget the name of the cult. Anyways, I won't go there. I could say a whole bunch of other stuff. I won't. One last thing from this conversation.
Charles?
Well, besides our national security going down the tubes, the reputation and legacy of Ali Mayorkas is going down the tubes as well. And my sources at the Department of Homeland Security tell me very clearly he's struggling right now. He knows he's been on the wrong side of this for the past 3 years. He knows that this has been an injustice to the American people. And he knows that his legacy is going to suffer because of this and that innocent Americans are being hurt and killed. But this is so much bigger than just immigration and border security. You're now starting to see this morph into an abandonment of law and order. You're starting to hear about the sanctuary cities, the prosecutors who aren't prosecuting, and how Democrat politicians have turned on their police departments yeah. and the law enforcement profession. This is going to be a nightmare for them in the 2024 election, and deservedly so.
Yeah, lawlessness. We're heading right towards lawlessness. It is horrible. Let me move on. Another topic Grant Stinchfield's show went on, and this is interesting, is the COVID vaccine censorship. We still have all that going on, and they're still causing the American people to not be informed about really what has happened with the COVID vaccine. Surprise, surprise.
Welcome back, everyone. You may remember on this program, we highlighted a medical study that was published in the journal Curious, written by Dr. McCullough and a host of other doctors, peer-reviewed, that called for a moratorium on the COVID vaccine, saying it was just too dangerous. This is Dr. McCullough talking about it on this program.
Nathaniel's done a great job synthesizing the results from the trials that were used to grant emergency authorization of the vaccines, particularly the Pfizer program, as well as what we've observed over the course of time. And in short, the companies cheated during the randomized trials. They didn't follow the principles that we would expect to ensure that the products really work. And the duration of time was too short to identify if they were safe. And now time has played out. Unfortunately, we've learned they don't work and they're not safe.
So that was the gist of this study that went into Curious. And then curiously enough, Curious retracts this study. It was, quote, as Dr. McCullough calls it, a stunning act of scientific censorship. Dr. McCullough, of course, is part of the Wellness Company, which is a group of fabulous doctors that have come together to make sure that you have the medications and things you need to keep you safe. Seeing that really Big Pharma has turned its back on us, so has the medical industry as a whole. The Wellness Company is about making sure we're safe. Well, one of Dr. McCullough's partners over at the Wellness Company is board-certified internist, addiction medicine specialist, and, of course, TV host. He's also the chief medical board member, as I said, at the Wellness Company. Dr. Drew Pinsky is with us. Dr. Drew, it's great to see you.
Pleasure to be here. Boy, this is a stunning thing. The fact that this article was not just wasn't printed, it was retracted after having been thoroughly peer-reviewed and accepted. And it's not as though what they found in that study was something earth-shattering. It had not been discussed in other articles. A guy named Joseph Fryman had concerns like this. It's a well-done study. They're raising issues as we do in medicine. What we do is we have data, and then there's data that opposes or finds different outcomes than the original studies, and we go back and forth in the literature. That's a normal state of affairs in medicine. But this is no longer a normal world that we live in. This is a world where if somebody does not go along with a accepted narrative, they are silenced. And it is, as Dr. McCullough said, stunning censorship. It could be nothing else. It's fine to write an editorial criticizing the article. That, again, is the usual state of affairs. But to retract the article because people didn't like it, that is unbelievable.
It is. Proving that it's true, too, because they can't. Look, everything that they put in that article is backed up 100% by science. And what we're talking about, of course, is we know that the vaccine harms your immune system. We know that for a fact. It's not us making it up. It's a fact. We know the more you get jabbed, the more you're susceptible. I can't say the word. But the more you're going to have problems, the more the chances are that you will come down with COVID. It's not an opinion that the jab damages your immune system. It is a fact. To censor truthful information that can save lives going forward. Someone still might be thinking that they need to get their child vaccinated for COVID and they don't get this information censored. Think of how evil those people are to censor that type of information that is peer reviewed. Man, a little bit more.
So, you know, what amazes me, Dr. Drew, that they even let it get published in the first place. And talking to some of the doctors involved with the study, they tried to censor it early on and then, I guess, relented, published it, and then retracted it. It almost made matters worse for them by doing this.
I guess so. There is something desperately wrong with our medical publications and our medical literature. I know RFK Jr. has said if he were president, first thing he would do would call them in and tell them he's going to undertake a RICO case against them, which I think he has quite a case, because this is not medical literature. Medical literature is a back and forth dialogue, and just publishing a narrative, publishing propaganda, essentially, is not the purpose of medical literature. You know, when you were introing me, you said not only is Big Pharma up in it, everything, but the medical establishment itself has become adulterated in some ways.
Yes, it's frustrating. I got to squeeze in one more cut. This is from Steve Bannon's War Room and Representative Matt Gaetz talking about the military and the vaccine mandates that were put on the military. Don't forget about all of that. Take a listen.
I want to make sure you're not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, hey, listen, I've got tape to get you on that. Today, we actually had the first hearing in the House Armed Services Committee on vaccine injuries in the military. And the physicians that were there looked like fools, having to assess this data showing increases in problems with pregnant women, with pulmonary embolisms, with myocarditis. I had one of the physicians look at me and say, oh, well, you know, some of these are chronic conditions. I said, a pulmonary embolism? embolism. You have an almost 50% increase in pulmonary embolisms, and you say that that's a chronic condition. Sounds a lot like an acute condition to me and everyone who's ever had a pulmonary embolism. But the mandate made our nation so much weaker.
Yeah, go and back so and I, go back and talk about what
I
that
want.
Is.
I want every American to know that there are still great patriots like John Frankman who resisted that mandate, who stood on their faith and their principles.
What was the mandate by the Pentagon and the individual services? What was it?
So the mandate was to receive the COVID shot, the COVID vaccine. And the mandate went into effect in August of 2021, but it was long before that that we were receiving the pressure and the coercion to receive the shot, and we were being punished for it. As a detachment commander, I joined the military because I wanted to serve my country, glorify God. And I'm a Catholic first and foremost, spent time in seminary. So when I found out that these shots used aborted fetal cells, I had hesitancy about getting it. And I told my guys I would neither.
When you found out it was an experimental gene therapy, that's what changed your mind?
It was continuing prayer and weighing out, one, the aborted fetal cell piece, that it's the murder of the unborn child, the theft of its body parts, and yeah, that it actually hurts me. And another definition for sin is an act against reason. And it would be unreasonable for me to put my body in jeopardy for a disease I have a 99.99% chance of surviving when I already know that it causes myocarditis, and it's just not needed in young, healthy people such as myself and my soldiers.
There you go, folks. This is the world that we have been living in. I hope you guys get right with God. Time is running out. Time is short in all different areas. America poisoned the world. Don't forget that. If you wonder, why would God be that angry with America? Someone might be thinking, why would God be that angry with America that you then think he's going to judge America? Just the vaccine going out and poisoning the entire world is enough for God to judge America. Just that alone. Get right with God, or else you'll regret it, I'm telling you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.